His trousers hung so low that the crutch of them hobbled a bit when he walked. His elbows poked out of his old knitted jersey, and his arms didn't swing when he walked, just sprang a bit at the elbows, as though he was going to grab something. He wore no socks. "My name's Barry Crump," I said. "Jim sent you in?" "Forget his name," he said. "But if you mean the talking bloke, that's him." Few people talk less than Jim did, but this bloke was obviously one of them. "What's your name?" I asked. "I'll have to put you in the day book." "Clary." "Clary who?" "Just Clary." "Is it something Clary or Clary something?" "Clary, anything you bloody well like," he said, though without being nasty about it. I put him down as Clary anything, and Clary anything, he stayed for as long as I knew him. 3 weeks later, he gave me a note Jim had given him for me when he started, with the observation that he wasn't a foot-slogging mailman anyway. The note invited me to see if I could make a head or tail of this rooster. As far as Jim had been able to make out, his name was bloody well Clary, but if I was lucky enough to catch him in an unguarded moment and gain any further information on his name, next of kin, etc., Jim would appreciate my making a note of it for Clary's application form, which Jim had to fill in himself because Clary wasn't much good at this writing caper.